98.5 The Wire PA here inside the 6 o'clock hour. Beautiful day here in Orlando. In the studio, author extraordinaire Sharon Fletcher Jones. Queen Sharon Fletcher Jones has joined the conversation. Welcome to The Wire. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I am doing quite well.
Well, that's good. That's good. I see you still got energy from Zora. I know it was a long weekend.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was chuckling a little bit because this is like the third time so far that today I've been called Queen. So I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I'm absolutely.
And if you hang with Chester, I know you're a queen. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You got that part right.
I had a chance to scope over your book for Mama Who Forgot Who She Was. A story that could resonate with a lot of people. Can you tell us about this book and why you chose to write it?
Absolutely. It does resonate with a lot of people. We're talking about dementia, Alzheimer's, mental health, depression. I wrote the book so that I could start conversations with, especially with Black women. My mother passed away almost 3 years ago from dementia and stroke. And I felt compelled. I actually started writing the book while she was still alive. I thought it would help her to remember herself. And the disease progressed so rapidly that I didn't get a chance to complete the book before she passed. So, and then I suffered from depression myself and had to seek a therapist, once she passed, grief therapy and the like. And, then I finally got it together enough to write the stories, one, to honor her, and again, to use it as a conversation starter. They're just a collection of little stories about her and her character. There are lessons in it, if you kind of pay attention, little lessons left in her story. But then I also added signs and symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's and where someone could go get help.
Because with your mom, you told me she retired and then rapidly this dementia kind of like came up on her.
Yeah. She was, I use the word viable. That's probably not the right word, but she vibrant. I'll say vibrant. Till she was 80. 3 years later, she was gone from dementia and stroke.
Wow.
At 83. And the thing of it is, her sister, she was the youngest of five girls. And all of them, there's one remaining, and she also has dementia. And then her oldest daughter was recently diagnosed as having early onset.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah, we all know somebody.
Exactly.
We all know somebody, and we just need to, for me, we got to really start talking about it, and we've got to really pay attention to the signs, and we got to start being proactive about it.
No, so when did you notice the signs?
I wrote in the book that there was an incident that stood out. 2005, I think it was. My mother, who was, I need to set it up for you a little bit, excellent with numbers, excellent with names, birth dates, data. She was the first African-American and female treasurer in our high school, in our school system, period, back home in my small town of Portsmouth, Virginia. A brilliant woman, graduated high school 2 years early. I was in college as a freshman at 15. You know, brilliant mind, very active. A business owner, mom, grandma, you know, wife, just really, like I said, very, very vibrant, very active. And so for us to see her lose her direction. We were in New Orleans at the time, and this is a person could go to any city, any time, and find her way around.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right.
And we left her. She wanted to go to the casino. Okay.
Right.
We left her going, and we were all partied out. I think it was an Essence Festival, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all partied out, and mom is like, I'm going to the casino. I'll meet you guys back at the hotel. Well, we didn't see her till the next day. And she played it off. She said, you know, I just played and played, and then I tried to find my way, and I don't know. I just couldn't catch my bearings. Later, we found out she had walked around all night looking for the hotel that was two or three blocks away from where the casino was.
Wow.
That was the first incident, but we didn't think anything of it. We just thought, well, okay, maybe she had a little bit too much cranberry and vodka. You
know? That's right, right, right.
You know, right. We kind of played it off a little bit. And we thought, this is nothing like this ever happened before.
Right.
So
this is a big deal right there.
Right. Yeah, but we thought it was something that was isolated and didn't really, I think had I known that her hearing, you know, memory, quick memory tests could have been taking place all those years after to gauge where she was, to measure, maybe the degree of dementia that had begun. You know, we should have paid more attention, but we didn't know. Again, this was a person who, she was running things, okay?
Right.
So for her to just suddenly not know where she was or lose her sense of direction was just, I'll be honest, I didn't accept it. I just, okay, she just had a moment,
right?
You know, in my mind.
And at that time, she was 80?
No. At that time, she was, she passed away 3 years ago at 83. So I'm thinking 2005, I'm not good at the math, but she was late
60s.
Late 60s,
middle 60s,
Yeah. So, kind of like where I am now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did she know that you were writing a book?
I started it to first kind of help her to remember who she was. She did some really great things in her lifetime. And I just wanted to remind her of the, you know, the good stuff, the great stuff that she had done. And so I started writing the stories, and I thought that I would have time to get more stories from her. Mm-hmm. The book ended up being 10 stories that I remember that she actually wasn't able to contribute to because the disease had progressed so quickly. So,
wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing that you were able to just put this together. You know, I mean, because this is your mother, you know, you're writing a book about your mom and, you know, we all have dealt with dementia, but it's a lot of stress. You know, my stepfather had dementia. So I saw my mom take care of my stepfather and it impacted my mom's health because she neglected hers while taking care of my stepfather.
Exactly. And now when you mentioned that, my sister was my mother's primary hands-on caregiver because they all lived in the same house, 700 miles away from me. Everybody's in Virginia. I'm the only one in Florida. But I was tasked with putting all the business together.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was tasked with. Nobody asked me. They were just like, you know how to do this. You take care of the, you know, you take care of the power of attorney, the wills, all that stuff. You get us ready for this. You know, I talked with all of her doctors. I handled her health care as far as speaking with physicians and setting up appointments. And even when she had to be hospitalized, they all knew who I was, the mean daughter from Florida. Because I would get on the phone and I would demand to know what was going on and what they were going to do, how they were going to do it. My sister was the one who, right down to the point of when she got so bad, my sister was the one bathing her, feeding her, clothing her. You know, my father, thank God, he's still here at 93, and my sister, he takes very good care of himself, and my sister is still in the caregiver role, but more from a watch over kind of. He can dress himself, feed himself, he can ambulate, he can do all of that. My mother got to the point where she couldn't do anything for herself. She couldn't barely even speak.
That was the last phase.
That was the last phase.
So, the book for Mama Who Forgot Who She Was, the author Sharon Fletcher Jones joins us today. She's inside the studio. Who should pick this book up? Who did you write this for?
I wrote the book for anyone who knows someone or who is suffering from mental health issues or brain disease. I wanted to inspire people to write their own stories, number one, and then see yourself, find value in what you contribute. If you're writing about a person who has suffered some memory loss, you're going to help them to be able to see who they were. Okay.
Right.
It's going to also give you that, to me, produce the greatest. It's not a memoir, but it's something that I can hold on to. My mom is not here. We were best friends.
Right.
And even though I am, you know, cut to the core, you know, losing a parent cuts you to the core. And those of you who've lost a parent know what I mean. But to have that, even though it's of my own doing, you know, to have that, I am so grateful, because I would never have remembered all of those things, those stories about her.
Right.
Helping me to integrate my high school's cheerleading squad, you know, celebrating 50 years of marriage with my father. At the time that she passed away, they were celebrating 67
Ooh.
Years. Yeah.
Wow.
67 years.
Amazing.
Of marriage. Yeah. So I really wrote it for people to, I wanted to inspire, you know, those who are suffering, those who are caregiving, those who know someone else who's suffering. It took me a minute to get back to writing the book, because I did suffer deep depression and I had to seek the help of a therapist myself.
Right.
And that's the other part of it. We often, don't realize our own mental health needs.
Exactly.
Okay. Whether we're the direct caregiver or not. I mean, we have mental health needs, and most Black people I know have some kind of trauma.
Like, no, we got it. We're trying to suppress it, trying
to
walk like
exactly.
everything's normal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, we are dealing with some sort of trauma. I'm a believer. I believe in prayer, but I believe that prayer without works, faith without works is dead.
Right.
And so, you know, you get on your knees and you pray and you ask for guidance, but then you get up and you go call a therapist. You go see somebody and talk to somebody. In the caregiving journey, you know, don't take it all on yourself. Get help. When it's offered to you, accept it. And then let's look at self-care.
Was this book therapy for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it was.
How long did it take you to write it?
Too long, a year and a half.
A year and a half.
A year and a half. And it's, I mean, and people see it, it's a small book. It's a collection of 10 stories. They're short stories. The reason, and I wrote it that way intentionally, people have very short attention spans these days. You know, everybody's scrolling through Facebook, internet, and they want a quick read. And I wanted to, one, be entertaining. You know, I wanted it to be entertaining, but I also wanted you to want to go back and get what the lesson was in that story. I wanted you to go back and see if you saw someone you knew, someone you could relate to in the stories that I wrote, be it a parent, a friend, or, you know, a sibling, another family member. So that was one of the reasons I finally just got through it. I just pushed through it.
Wow.
And yeah.
If you're just tuning in, Sharon Fletcher Jones is in the studio, author of the book for Mama Who Forgot Who She Was, the story about her mom who had dementia. Glad you joined us in the studio. Before we get into how people can purchase the book, you got some tips at the end of the book. You talk about you got Alzheimer's Association, and I saw something about signs, and here's something that stood out to me: misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. That could be all of us.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You know, when it's just an incident that happens. I've gone to look for my keys and found them in my refrigerator. Okay. That's, I'm being truthful. Okay?
Right.
But that comes from a moment of stress.
Rushing.
Being stressed out, trying to get to work, trying to do multitasking.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you're not good at multitasking, don't do it. Okay.
Right. Right.
But this has happened to all of us, like you said. But when it's a repeated pattern, you're losing your keys once, twice a week for 3-4 weeks.
Right.
Okay. Stop. Do something about that. You have difficulty with language and communicating things that you talk about normally that you know about, and all of a sudden you've lost your train of thought and you can't describe to someone how to sit down and write a story. Something I've been doing since eighth grade. If I suddenly was not able to tell someone how to do that, that would be cause for me to stop and have check myself, as they say. Stop, check yourself. Right. And that's the thing, too. In my mom's journey, I found out some things that I really did not know. They make sense to me now, but I really didn't know that if you have just a hearing test, simple hearing test every year, no matter your age, no matter your industry, just have a simple hearing test every year. That can tell you where you are.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Hearing loss affects dementia and Alzheimer's to a large degree. I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea of that. The other thing is simple memory tests. Your primary care physician can administer a quick, memory test. There are all kinds of tests, cognitive tests that can be administered and should be at no cost to you, actually. But these things should be part of your annual checkups. We get our heart rate, we check our heart rate, we check our blood pressure, bone density for women,
fat check for men, BMI for men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. mammogram,
prostate, all that.
Of that. Yeah. So make part of your annual routine, make a hearing test and a memory test part of that.
Wow. What is your treatment now? Is it better treatment now than it was back then?
That's hard to say, and I've done a lot of reading and research about this. There are treatments, and there's still research being done. The problem is that the research and treatment leans more towards other people.
Not blacks.
Non-black.
Wow.
Okay. What really needs to happen is that we need to start participating in more studies, and then we can develop more treatments that they don't really know what works for us.
Exactly.
They know what works for them, but they don't know what works for us. So we need to really participate in treatments or research and studies that target us. And there's several organizations that I'd like to mention that you can get more information on this testing. There's an organization called Us Against Alzheimer's, and it's black. It's African-American. It's usagainstalzheimers.org. You can go there and find all kinds of information for support. Caregiver support, training, and support. You can go to acts2project.org, acts2project.org. That's, you get all kinds of information, not just about the disease, but how you can support the caregiver.
Right.
Okay, and you learn about studies. There is a under the African American Chamber of Commerce, there's something called the Global Alzheimer's Platform Foundation, and that's right here in Apopka, Florida. They specifically feature information about where to go to get treatment and help, where to find studies that target us. So, yes, there is the Alzheimer's, ALZ.org, and then there's Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center, .org, and I think it's ADRCCares.org. Those are two that cover African Americans, but don't specifically target African Americans. The others that I mentioned,
they target us.
They target us.
Go holler at them, family. Yes. Go holler at them. In the studio, Sharon Fletcher Jones, author of the book From Mama Who Forgot Who She Was. How can people purchase the book?
Okay, well, that's pretty easy. You can go to Amazon. It's there. But I would really rather you go to my website. It's cheaper.
Okay.
Just go to certainagewoman.com. And there's a page there for the book. When you open, go to my website, the first thing you're going to see is me strutting like I'm actually going somewhere. But it's, again, it's certainagewoman.com. And the book can be purchased from my website there.
Before we go, before we go, our last question. Who is Sharon Fletcher Jones?
Ooh, that's deep. Sharon Fletcher Jones is a person who really, truly cares about, I want to leave this place better than I came into it. I want to make sure that someone has to, the things that I've suffered through, I hope that I can make an impact so that other people don't have to go as far as I did. Sharon Fletcher Jones is somebody who I love life. I love my people. You know, I think of most everyone as family. I just want to make sure my personal mantra is it's the dash that counts. So I want to make sure, and that dash is, you know, that little tick sign between your birth date and your expiration date. It's the dash that counts. It's what's in between. And so I want to make sure that I leave something that's helpful and impactful in a positive way before I go, yeah.
Head over to our website. What's the website again?
It is certainagewoman.com.
Certainagewoman.com, and purchase the book For Mama Who Forgot Who She Was. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. A lot of knowledge here, family. A lot of knowledge. Going back to more music.